Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. Every time I talk to my dear friend, Kara Bradley, she's an author, mental fitness coach, and an entrepreneur extraordinaire, I come away with a nugget, a gem that I can put into practice. We were talking last week, a few days before the twins' B'nai Mitzvah, about work and life, our moms. I love her mom, Eleanor, who had a place in Florida right near my parents. And then she shared with me her new favorite phrase, really a question that a friend had shared with her, a question that runs counter to all of our living in the wreckage of the future thought spiraling. What if it all worked out? I love it. Another way to practice getting our hands off the wheel. What if it all worked out? She used that question when she was recently flying home from Florida to her home in Maine. There were delays and canceled flights, you know, all that stuff. And she found herself repeating the question to herself whenever she could feel her heart rate increase or that spinning wheel of worry start going. What if it all worked out? We had a B'nai Mitzvah, which is plural for bar mitzvah, and there's more on that next time. But we had a rehearsal for the B'nai Mitzvah for the twins the evening I spoke with Kara. And for the most part, it went great. But our rabbi was on sabbatical right until the day of the event. Her first day back was the service. So our rehearsal was with two wonderful women who could give us most of the information, but there were some gaps in terms of who was doing what and the timing and such. And I wanted this service to go smoothly. I mean, the twins had prepared for this, learned Hebrew, written speeches for over 5 years. So a couple times, one of the women who was helping us walk through the service turned to me with this pained expression, and I knew she was upset that she didn't have a definitive answer, that we'd have to arrive at the service on Saturday not 100% sure of the order and the flow. But I wanted to be relaxed and present. Remember, my word of the year is absorb. I wanted to absorb even the rehearsal, even the hubbub leading up to Saturday. I wanted to just enjoy it, be present, not worry. And so I found myself repeating the question, what if it all worked out? On Friday, the day before the event, I wanted to enjoy the last minute prep, listening to the boys practice one more time, laying out their suits, gathering all the baked goods that I put together for the post-service onig, the breaking of bread. I wanted to enjoy all of it and not worry about the minutiae, the details that were out of my control. What if it all worked out? It's like counter-programming to all the what-if questions we ask ourselves. Those questions are usually negative. What if this happens? Right? Wreckage of the future type questions. What if Aunt Sally trips on the way up to the Bima, or the order is switched and there's a weird pause, or I hand the Torah to the wrong child, soon to be man? There were probably 5,000 variables at play with all the moving parts to this event, and I had very little control over most of them. The crystal ball I ordered years ago has still never shown up, so I can't predict the future, and I might as well let my mind rest. What if it all worked out? And if you are curious about the B'nai Mitzvah and how it went, I will share lots more details next episode. And if you're looking for some new practices, I know I mentioned it next week, check out my free guide, Your Daily Guide to Finding More Joy. The link is in the show notes. All you have to do is put in your email and I'll send you a downloadable PDF. It's totally free and I give roughly 30 prompts that you can use daily, weekly, whatever works for you. This guide is a nice companion workbook to my book, The Path to Joy, but it can be used on its own. So go check it out. And thank you to my editor, Ben Kish. Thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.